This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. The National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory until 7 o'clock tonight for portions of northeastern South Dakota. More details in a moment. The Stanley County Fairgrounds is undergoing extensive repairs and renovations this year. The venue is set to host the 2020 High School Rodeo State Finals, and management staff are working hard to get the grounds in shape before the event. Fairgrounds manager Scott Deal says it's a constant battle to keep the grounds well maintained.
We have 55 acres here that the facility sits on. We have 208 permanent stalls under roof. We have an indoor arena. We have two other arenas, a main arena with a small arena. We have a grandstand with seating capacity of 2,000 people. It's a big facility, a nice facility. It's an extensive effort. I mean, there's something to do that needs to be fixed around here every day. I mean, there's just that over the years, things have kind of went by the wayside, and we're trying to catch up to get it back up to what it once was, but we only have a certain amount of money every year that we can spend to do it. So, yeah, it's going to take some time to get it back to what it was in its heyday.
Deal says the Stanley County Commission is looking at repairs to the grandstand's gutters along with sidewalks and electrical hookups for trailers. He says the commission sets aside $50,000 a year for repairs. Deal says most of the repairs should be complete by next spring. The Vice President of Academic Affairs with the South Dakota Board of Regents is leaving that post for a job in Nebraska. Paul Terman is the new chancellor of the Nebraska State College System. That system oversees four-year colleges in Peru, Chadron, and Wayne, Nebraska. He was unanimously approved by system trustees last week. National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory for portions of the Northeast until 7 o'clock Central Time. Snow possible central through Northeast today. Snow may mix with rain later this afternoon. Highs across the state from 30 to 45 degrees. This is STPB News.